Hi everyone, Siobhan Chapman here, and welcome to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. It's Friday morning, which means it's time for the weekend review and preview conversation, where my guests will recap how markets have performed over the past few sessions and preview what you can expect in the week ahead. Today's conversation will primarily focus on the quarter two corporate reporting season. Joining us for the conversation, I'm glad to welcome back Danny Kessler, Asset Allocation Strategist with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Danny, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Hi, Siobhan. Thanks for having me on.
Perfect, Danny. So let's get started. The quarter two corporate reporting season continued this week with an abundance of earnings reports. How has the reporting been coming in relative to CIO's expectations?
Yeah, indeed it did, Siobhan. Today marks the end of the second week of second quarter earnings season. With large cap equities performing so well in the first half of 2024, investors have been eager to see how earnings would come in for companies in the S&P. Looking at the negative performance equity indices have experienced since earnings season began, you would think results have come in poorly, but we actually attribute recent poor equity performance to positioning shifts and profit taking after such a strong run of performance. In fact, earnings have come in about in line with our expectations, which is a moderately positive outcome. So to level set, coming into earnings season, our expectations were for an acceleration of and broadening out in earnings growth, with the S&P 500 experiencing about 10 to 12% EPS growth, which would be the fastest in over 2 years. Even with the strong growth, we kept our expectations for results in check as a slowdown in macroeconomic data and results from early reporters indicated that results relative to guidance could be more mixed than in recent quarters. So banks and other financial services institutions headlined last week's results, as is common for the beginning of earnings season. Results and guidance were mostly in line and maybe even a bit better than expected, with capital markets activity and stronger trading driving revenue beats. And management teams indicated that they expect these positive trends to continue. There were also a few positive updates on AI momentum, and that storyline carried over into this week. So just over 30% of the S&P 500 market cap has now reported earnings, with a number of big tech giants headlining the list of reporters this past week. So far, 56% of companies are beating sales estimates, while 72% are beating EPS estimates. And I guess if any listeners don't know, EPS being earnings per share. EPS beats are at just over 6% in aggregate now. All these numbers are down from last week's start to earnings season, but with that said, the median beat rate did improve this week from 2.6% to 3%, while corporate profit growth is up 9.6% relative to 8.5% last week. So these results continue to mostly match our expectations heading into earnings season, with results coming in mixed as EPS growth grows. We continue to believe the recent pullback in equities can be attributed to elevated positioning and sentiment that may take some time to unwind, leading to choppy markets in the near term. That said, we are confident that the backdrop for equities remains supportive and earnings results so far reinforces this belief.
Thank you so much for your insights on that, Danny. So if we take a look at the economic data calendar, what are some highlights that you can share with us?
Sure, yeah. So recent data overall has been moderately encouraging with retail sales and industrial production prints in particular providing reassurance that the economy isn't rolling over. We did actually just get some important data this morning, only a half hour ago, with the release of the monthly consumer price expenditure or PCE inflation. Headline inflation rose 0.1% month over month, while core inflation rose 0.2% month over month. Both readings are in line with expectations, and just as a reminder to listeners, PCE is the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, so they tend to pay close attention to this one. As for the rest of this week specifically, there has not been much noteworthy data released prior to Thursday. The only one that really stands out is continuing disappointing housing data. That said, Thursday did bring a couple of notable surprising data points with second quarter annualized GDP coming in above consensus at 2.8% versus expectations of 2%. And additionally, jobless claims came in 3,000 below expectations at 235K, which is also a decrease of 10,000 relative to last month. Thursday's data releases indicate a resilient economy in the face of restrictive monetary policy, but I would caution that they should be taken with a grain of salt. Recent economic data has shown signs of entering a period of slightly below trend growth, with unemployment rising and inflation slowing. Two data points are not indicative of the entire economy, especially for two prints like these, which often come with a lot of noise and are subject to revisions in the future. So overall, we continue to view the Fed as in a wait-and-see mode. We do not expect a rate cut at the Fed meeting next week, as our base case remains for the first cut to occur at the September meeting, with one cut per quarter following.
So Danny, we are coming to the end of our conversation, and I want to look ahead to next week. What is taking place that investors should be mindful of?
Yeah, so next week is a big week of economic data releases. I do want to note that we have another data release this morning coming up with the University of Michigan Sentiment Survey release at 10 a.m. But looking ahead to next week, the important releases begin on Tuesday with the JOLTS job openings report. Wednesday brings the employment cost index, data we only see quarterly, along with the Fed rates decision. Thursday, we get a glimpse into the industrial health of the country with the ISM manufacturing release. And finally, on Friday, there is the labor report with change in non-farm payrolls, the unemployment rate, average hourly earnings, and the labor force participation rate, all important data points to monitor. So mark your calendars, plenty to look forward to next week.
Thank you so much for joining us, Danny.
Thanks for having me on, Siobhan. Have a great weekend, UBS.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.